Nano welcomes a wide range of participants, some, like me, whose novel never quite gets off the ground, and others, on the other extreme, who have tens of thousands of words under their belt, and who even have quit their jobs to write. Take Lisa. She worked for an internet company in Silicon Valley. She participated in NaNoWriMo in 2005 and has been working on her novel ever since.
I was really liking it, and I was really thinking, you know, this is probably something that if I finished it and edited it, somebody might want to publish.
She decided to take the gamble and quit her job to finish writing her book, Overworld, about a woman falling in love for the first time. She found a few challenges along the way.
It's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be to really focus on writing and not procrastinating. It's easier to write with sort of a deadline, with a support group that you get from NaNoWriMo and going to write-ins and stuff like that. So I've been trying to develop some of that on my own.
But she has no regrets.
I really hope that writing novels is going to be my career for the rest of my life.
For some, taking the leap to quit working and write a novel has had a larger impact. Roz made a comfortable living managing a team of database developers in England, but she was conflicted. She wanted to write her book, titled Boa Constrictor, which she describes as a sci-fi novel set in a dystopian theocracy.
I started writing again, and it was really all to do with turning 30 and having a bit of an early onset midlife crisis and realizing that I'd always intended to write a novel before I was 30, but I hadn't managed it.
That was back in 2002. She had no idea then what she was getting herself into.
When I first sat down to do my first nano, I didn't think I would get through it. I didn't think it would be so much fun. And I didn't think that would start this whole training process where I'm now looking to become a professional writer. That is what I want to do with my life.
5 years later, she's almost finished with her second draft, but writing and being a part of NaNoWriMo has changed her life. She now describes herself as a nomad, staying with friends and family. And she's also divorced, something that happened partly as a result of her decision to write. This past summer, she found herself reevaluating her commitment to her novel while attending a writer's workshop in Seattle.
And I hit that workshop at a point when I was really quite depressed and struggling with it and not sure that the novel was worth all the trouble it had caused me. Was it worth having given up my career? Was it worth having essentially wrecked my marriage? And those people convinced me that it was worth carrying on and not burden the novel with all of the responsibility for everything that had happened in my life, but to allow the novel to be what it was and to express myself through it.
Roz is finishing her second draft of the novel and is getting ready to submit it as part of her master's thesis. And she's learned a lot through this experience.
There is joy in it. It can be painful, but it's so rewarding. And it gives you such a great sense of self doing it. I think this is something that you probably don't get from just doing one nano. But if people do three or four and keep at it, that they will find not just that they've got a story in them, but they have a voice.
For others, the transition to writing full-time wasn't that much of a stretch. Take Sarah. She was a print reporter in the Bay Area. She wrote full-time at work, but it wasn't satisfying to her creatively. When she decided to quit the newspaper to devote time to her novel, her family needed to be convinced.
At first, they were very skeptical and didn't understand why I would need to quit something that was stable and secure and let me even write. And a lot of questions were like, why don't you just write for the newspaper, or what's different about this? And but once I basically just laid down the law, I was like, this is something I have to do. Everybody really got on board.
Good to hear someone laying down the law for writing. She's now polishing her second draft of Careers in Geography, which she calls a work of literary fiction about figuring out what you want to do with your life after college. Along the way, she's had to redefine her measure of success.
ultimately, I don't feel like it's about the New York Times bestseller list for me. It's more about connecting with people and feeling like you've communicated something and someone out there is feeling like, yes, that makes sense to me. I see the world that way too.
Sarah says her life is totally different since last year when she quit her job. She's now moved and works for a bookstore.
I have a different job now that I love, and I have a book that I'm actually not embarrassed to show to people. So it's pretty fantastic.
So there you have it. Advice and experiences from three seasoned NaNo veterans. For NaNoWriMo, I'm John Tynan.